Previously on the Lupe and Royce Show.
When I'm at the house, I walk down the stairs, one stair at a time.
Holding on to the banister, bro.
What's wrong?
You know what I mean?
Like, what's the issue?
Yeah, well, why are you doing this?
Because too many times I went. You okay? No!
The Lupe and Royce Show is a Say What Media production.
That was pretty good.
What up, y'all? It's Lupe Fiasco, and this is the Lupe and Royce Show.
What up, y'all? This is Royce the 5'9". This is the Lupe and Royce Show with the regular dude.
And I was going to say, this is the Lupe and Royce Show featuring the regular dude, Tom Frank. I like featuring.
It sets you apart from us. I don't like that. Gives you like a special...
Well, I am
like,
set apart.
Like you're doing us a favor.
No. I'm always set apart. There's two rappers and there's me.
Tom, you got your camera set up?
Yeah, I got my camera set up. How do I look?
You look better.
Ooh, thank you. Thank you.
You look better. Yeah, the picture looks better. It's cleaner. What were you using before? A webcam? Just a regular light?
I was using my regular computer camera, and now I'm using a Logitech Brio. Looks nice, doesn't it?
Hey, man, don't be proud of dropping casual.
Send me a fucking Logitech Brio, bro.
It's a nice Logitech Brio.
Send me a Logitech Brio, man, for a fucking...
Oh, you got one. We got to get it set up for you, fellas. Hey, before we go anywhere, I just want to tell those who listen to the show, if you love and want to support the show, leave us some stars and a review on Apple. Click on the sponsor link in the show notes and follow Say What Media on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, where you can catch all our episodes. And leave us a voicemail, preferably not while you're driving. We get a lot of voicemail when people are driving. I'm not really sure why that is.
Leave us some tips.
I think that's when they listen to the podcast when they're driving on big, long
that's a good point.
Road trips.
Long.
Or back home from a hard day.
Call us.
Trip us.
707-276-6261.
Send us a check.
Yo, can't they tip? Can't we set up somewhere they could tip us? I think we should.
We are. It's coming.
Yeah. I can't wait for that to happen.
There's too many things coming.
Some tips.
It's so much coming together, Royce. There's so much coming together. There's so many surprises that are right on the horizon for our viewers and listeners.
Oh, now you're rhyming. So many surprises. It's right on the horizon.
You're gonna start taking some of my lyrics and looking them into your next Grammy Award winning thing. Which speaking of, do you know what today is?
What?
Today is National Lookalike Day. Did you know that?
Of course, we don't know that.
That's what I thought I would do.
Oh, come on. And with the new camera? Oh, come on.
What do you think?
That's incredible. I hate the hat, though. What is that?
That's the only hat I could find. It was it's the Phillies. It's the Philadelphia Phillies. Doesn't fit my head very well, though.
That's incredible.
You know? Dropping some dimes, doing this.
Hey, let me take a picture of this. You could be tripping.
I got to do this a little bit. That's my look.
That is classic. I always said y'all looked alike, man.
What do you think?
You look just like me.
You needed a hat today.
Yeah, Roy switched it
up. I thought you looked great because you set the camera up, but now you really look fucking fantastic. Watch out now.
Watch out. National Lookalike Day. That's my celebration.
You should go out like that.
Should I go out like this?
Some people gonna ask you if you got mental health issues.
I don't know about these glasses. They don't really fit my head very well.
Yo, that is a powerful pair of glasses. You know who they make you look like, though?
Who?
I mean, there's some Royce-ness in there, but they make you look like what's the piano man? Elton John.
Oh, you know who I was going to say. Bit. Do you remember Harry Carey? Harry Carey, one of your Chicago people?
Oh, yeah. Take me out to the ball game. Rest in peace, Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Yeah, rest in peace. But yeah, you need to take those off, bro.
That was my salute to you, Royce.
Thank you. Thank you.
National lookalike.
Well played. Well played.
And I got my Flash shirt. Made that shirt today.
You made that?
Oh, yeah. It's nice, isn't it?
Yeah. Not that I like it or anything, but I was just wondering. You made that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're the worst. You're the worst, man.
So we're just going all the way with this Flash thing, huh?
We're going all in. This is the new merch. It's going to be called the Royce line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't get it. What are we talking about today?
I'm still fasting.
You still fasting?
Yeah.
You got what? Another couple weeks?
I had 3 weeks left.
3 weeks of fasting.
Mm.
Look what I'm eating today.
Oh, what's that? Cobb salad?
Bunch of green stuff.
Cobb salad?
Cobb salad? Good.
Green and red and orange. And
you eating colors, man?
All of the healthy colors that you can eat in food.
I just ate a salad myself.
Did
I
you?
Made my own salad. But I made it a little differently. I put salad in there. I put some cheese, some carrots, and then I had to have something crunchy, and I couldn't find anything, so I put a bag of Cheetos from my kid's lunch in there, and then I put peanut sauce on it. It was delicious.
You started it out. When you just started that, you said you put salad in there.
He did do that.
What is that?
Okay, lettuce. I put lettuce in there. I put lettuce to make my salad.
What kind of lettuce?
I went with the just the straight romaine lettuce.
Man, you got to come harder with the greens, nutrition.
I know.
That, you got to do like
what I need spinach,
a spinach or
but
kale.
I mean, the reason why he ain't come hard with the greens is because he knew he was about to fuck it up anyway and make money.
Oh, and I always like to have a meat in there too. So I didn't have any like chicken or anything, so I cut up salami and put it in there.
Oh man, you fucked that thing up real good.
Hey, you all like make fun, but it was it had the perfect taste to it. Salami with the peanut, with the Cheeto.
I'm not mad at Cheetos. Cheetos are banging.
Cheetos are so good.
It depends on what you're eating it for. I mean, if you're eating it for health purposes, then no.
I was eating it for the protein. Limited time between, you know, the end of work and getting ready to record.
Mm-hmm.
Yo,
and on the East Coast, it's dinner time.
You're listening to the Lupe and Royce Show with Lupe Fiasco, Royce the 5'9", and Tom Frank.
Logitech is proud to present Logitalk, a series featuring the makers, the creators, and the groundbreakers who are pushing beyond all reason to change the world.
You're listening to the Lupe and Royce Show with Lupe Fiasco, Royce the 5'9", and Tom Frank.
Y'all got so many mad, just random facts. Not like many, but I've been like studying things deeply this week. And
because you were fasting?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah and no, yeah, maybe. But yeah, I got facts. I've learned so much in the past like a few days.
Now, before we get to that, I do have to ask you guys. I mean, we are, what, 2 hours ago, we got the verdict on the murder of George Floyd.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, was justice served?
I mean, yeah. Three guilty on all counts. You know, now you just wait for sentencing. See what that looks like. It's set up for appeals and things of that nature that you can kind of maybe see coming down the pipe.
That's what I was going to say. Unless they pull some bullshit on the appeal.
You know, but that's it. I mean, that's his right to appeal it. So, you
yeah.
know.
I mean, it's a big step in the right direction. Would you agree? It's a step in the right direction.
Hmm.
I'm happy with the verdict. Hold on, let me grab it.
Yeah, I mean, again, condolences to the family. Nothing can bring you know, a person is taken out of this world back, you know, to completion. Mm. So, you know, for the sake of what it means, hopefully for gives cops a second, you know, makes them think, you know, hopefully
sends a message,
sits in their memory to think.
Yeah.
About your actions. Maybe take a second thought before you do that thing you're going to do.
I thought it was interesting, too. I watched the press conference with his brothers, Terrence and Rodney. And they gave their respect to the lawyers, the process, you know, everyone who rallied with them. And then the two guys that were there that, man, I haven't really seen them in a while, I guess, is Reverend Al Sharpton and Reverend Jesse Jackson, who I thought was kind of an interesting visual to have them in the background, two people that have been fighting this fight for 50, 60, 70 years.
Young Sharpton?
Yeah, Sharpton and Jesse Jackson.
The Lord!
I met Jesse Jackson before.
Did you? Mm. He looked old. I mean, he is old, but he really looked his age just now, and I hadn't seen him in a while, I guess.
I mean,
when did you meet him?
It is 2021.
Yeah.
That's
how
crazy.
Old is
2021.
How old is Jesse Jackson?
Man, Google.
I'm gonna look him up because
Google him.
Yeah. How old do you think he is?
No.
Nope. You're 100% right. 79 years old.
Look up how many megapixels you got in that camera over there, Tom.
It says a lot of megapixels. You really like this camera, don't you?
I don't like the camera. I like how you look on the camera.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's because of the glasses.
Well, those glasses are hilarious.
Amazon for all those who want to look like Royce.
Nobody's going to think you look like me, bro, when you did that.
Listen, I guarantee you, if you right now, Royce, took off your hood and took off that skull cap. Not even put a hat on and just put on left your glasses on. And Tom put you, listen, y'all not like twins. But I mean, there's a resemblance.
Tom don't got the right glasses though.
They're not perfect.
They're too big.
They're a little big. My head's a little small. All right. So you have a lot of facts for us here.
I'd like to
hear the first fact.
I didn't necessarily have a bunch of facts for y'all, you know what I'm saying? But I was just putting that out there.
I'm curious now.
I want it to be relevant to the now, you know, for people listening to the podcast. I'm like, man, what are we going to learn new today? And I was just like, listen, man, I got some things that you may not have known. And I've been watching YouTube deeply as of recent and reading book.
Mm-hmm. Book or books?
Books.
Let's preface it with this. What kind of books have you been reading?
I've been reading books about Japan. Just going to have to go and admit that. And I've been watching videos about China. So take that.
I want to know some of the facts. I love facts.
All right, so peep this. Peep this game, right? That in China... You know, you ever seen those ghost cities? Are you aware of these in China?
Ghost cities?
Ghost city.
Ghost city?
Uh-uh. Right.
So just imagine like a city in China, a full city, like apartment blocks, you know, streets, the whole thing, a stadium, what else they have? Statues, a museum. And the city's like empty. It's not like completely empty, but it's like empty.
Why is this?
Okay, so peeps, if you went around, this whole apartment was empty. These houses empty. This place empty. Da, 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 da. There's some people that live there, but it's like, say the city was built for like 1 million people. It's only like, I forgot what they were saying. Like, I want to say 30,000 or 100,000 or something like that. Right. So relatively compared to like what the city was built to maintain, the population there is like super small.
But the homes are actually owned, right? So people actually own the homes, right? And that in China, there is a phenomenon for that, for people to have three houses, right? Like when they're buying a home, like normally people that are buying their second or third.
So you're telling me that you're only allowed to have, what, two kids, but you can have three homes?
At one point, you can only have one kid. But yes, now it's like two kids because they're having a real demographic issue. And then like they had, like when you look at these ghost cities, it's like people own those houses that are empty or apartments or whatever, but it might be their third house.
I still don't understand the ghost city. Why are more people not living there? It seems like every city's overcrowded in China. And yet we have some cities that don't have anybody.
See, that's the kicker. They were built for like the expectation that people would migrate out of the countryside into cities, right? So saying it'd be some cities that like in the area they might have discovered, you know, oil or something like that, like a resource or something, right? And then the expectation is like, okay, people gonna come. This area is gonna get rich, and they're gonna, you know, build these apartment buildings. That's like the straightforward piece, right? But then the other side of it is like, real estate is looked at in China as one of the most stable investments that you can make because the stock market is weird, and bonds are weird. So like, what's left is like real estate. So people like put their money into real estate, and because of that. One child policy in China for so long that they just flipped to two. There's more men in China than there are women. Right. So there's some men who are never going to get married. It's like statistically impossible. Right. So there's a fierce competition for a wife. So the expectation of getting a wife comes with multiple homes. And it's not like people that's like super filthy rich. It's like average dudes who like got 2-3 houses that are like borrowing money from their friends and like not like it's a whole like I watched this whole thing on this YouTube channel called like Poly Matters or something like that. I think it's what it was called. And it was all about like demographic assessments of things. And it was like, yeah, so because you had this preference of men over women. Now there's a surplus of men in the population that won't get married. So the competition to get a wife is super high. So there's this like to get over like, hey, baby, I got two crib. Like I got a crib. But the dude next to us like, I got three cribs.
I see.
It's people in Detroit who do that.
China and Detroit, very similar.
That sound interesting. That sound like something I would watch.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I just want to, you know, part of my always learning something. I learned that. I thought that was interesting.
I like to learn. Maybe not as much as you, Lou. Well, I like to learn as much as you. I just don't retain the pseudo facts as like you.
Why they got to be pseudo facts? Why my facts got to be pseudo? They could be questioned. I mean, it ain't. That's one. Huh?
Yeah, only pseudo when we're debating.
Come on, man. That hurts. That hurts my feelings.
Your feelings hurt. Shut up.
It hurts some of my feelings. I don't say it hurt all my feelings, but you know, I feel
you got you got control over which ones?
I feel a ways. It's just a big ball that just sits there and people land on it. Sometimes it hurts, sometimes it don't.
So this ghost city kind of reminds me of the ghost city we talked about many ages ago in our own very here podcast, Allensworth.
Did you see that?
What was that?
I did see that, and it's Earth Day. When this comes out, it'll be Earth Day. So I think it's only appropriate to talk about another ghost city here in the United States, Allensworth. And some interesting things going on.
Allensworth,
there.
California. Please. You tell them. I told you, Ma. I just gave you a whole academic presentation about Chinese real estate and sociological pressures and marriage. And you take this one.
I don't know if I know too much about it other than they seem to have found a solution for their century-old water quality issue in the good city of Allensworth, California.
Water quality issue?
Water quality, which I think is the root of why this city kind of deteriorated over the last century. But please, Lou.
What do you mean? Why do you keep putting it on me, man? Put some stuff on Royce.
I'm not good about it.
So for folks that don't know, we read this initially. We were thinking about trying to name this podcast something. And I was like, what if we just name it something that's just stands for something? And so Allensworth, California is a town that was founded by this black man way back in the day. I think he was a soldier in the Civil War or something like that. I don't know.
I think his name was Tiny Allensworth. No.
Tiny Allensworth? What are you doing? So we started. So it started.
I might be an actor.
It started this town. And the issue with the town is that, like all towns, it needs to have resources. It needs to have something, right? And one of the most fundamental things that a town needs is water and, or some access to water. And, Allensworth, I think, had water. And then they found out that the water had arsenic in it. So it was, the water was poison, right? Arsenical water, probably some arsenical deposits of something leaching into the water. I have no idea. But anyway, and so that basically thumbs down the town. Town's kind of dead. It's still there. I don't know if it's still populated. And I think it's like a historic site, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway.
I mean, it was the first town in California exclusively established by African Americans.
Yeah. So it's like
in 1908.
Black town.
By Colonel Allen Allensworth. Allen Allensworth. This is knowledge. I don't know where I got Tiny from. I think his nickname was Colonel Allen Tiny Allensworth. I mean, he might have been a small man. I don't know. I might be making that up.
Yeah, this is going too far.
You're ridiculous. So anyway.
We all the way down a rabbit hole now.
So anyway, bringing it back up to the surface is that recently my homie, shout to Cody Friesen, the CEO of Source. .co and the Source Hydro Panel, a company that I work closely with. Yes, that's right. They're my homies. I'm on the advisory board to the CEO. We've been all around the world pushing this gospel of the Source Hydro Panels. And Tom, did I send it to you or did I send it to me? I don't know how that worked. Anyway, come to find out that
you sent it to me.
What? Come to find out that the Source has been providing drinking water solutions to various places, Native American reservations, you know, different parts around the world. And they found Allensworth and have been working on a drinking water solution for Allensworth, California. So it kind of comes full circle, you know. That
now, did they find this city due to the fact that they listened to this here podcast?
I don't know, but that would be great if that was the case.
If they are successful with getting... We're providing the city with water. Will it be populated with only black people? Will real estate only be sold to black people? I'm just asking.
I'm going to retire to Allensworth.
You can't retire there. You're not black yet.
See, well, I mean, I just go like this. I put my glasses on. I put my hat on.
Now you can buy.
They'll say, walk in, Royce, the white knight.
You actually probably go there and buy three of them, like a Chinese person trying to get a wife in China. You know what I'm saying?
Like Detroit with two rental properties.
What's the piece though? But the kicker is with situations like that, and because this is dropping on Earth Day, water isn't just, you know, drinking water. So it's also the water that you like clean with, is water to maintain like gardens and stuff like that. And while the Source is the Source Hydro Panel, you should go to source.co and check it out. Get you one if you want one. They're amazing. You still need, it's a drinking water solution, but it's not necessarily a solution for, you know, your traditional uses of water beyond drinking. So it might be that, yes, Allensworth has drinking water, but, you know, do you want to take a shower in arsenic? Is the other side of that coin, or wash your dishes with arsenic. Right.
So the Source is actually making panels that somehow are tapping into the sky and pulling water fresh drinking water. Is that correct?
Yeah, like,
oh, you can actually drink it out of this guy?
Yeah, man. It's like a, it's the, if you look at a source panel, it's, and I'm saying this, people like, man, you just sell, you just pushing a product. I'm like, no, the source panel is amazing, right? It's an amazing,
no, this is cool. This is not just because,
and fortunately and unfortunately, because we live in a world where water, we're in a somewhat of a water crisis, and there's, you know, a billion or so people who lack access to kind of, clean drinking water, if I'm not mistaken. Let me be clear about my statements. So I don't want people to be like, man, you lying. You just hyping up your little panels that you got there. What was the latest piece? Yeah, 2.1 billion people live without access to clean drinking water worldwide. You know, the source panel is something that, you know, is could potentially be a part of our daily lives. You know, in a very serious way, due to certain climate issues and things of that nature. So I'm talking about it now to folks, you know, because it might be something that you have to get familiar with somewhat soon. And there are communities that are familiar with it that get their water from Source.
How long is this? How long has this company been around, and how long have you been one of the owners?
Source has been around maybe like 2014, maybe since like 2016, maybe. I've been involved with Source, maybe a little earlier than that.
So let me ask you this.
Maybe a little later.
We all friends here, so why don't me and Tom have panels?
Because y'all got to order one. Off Source.
They look cool. Them. They look like solar panels that collect water. I need to know a little bit more about this. So it's a panel. It looks like a solar panel.
So it's a, it looks Do like just a, it looks like a solar panel. There's three parts to it. In the middle of it is an actual, so think of a big rectangle and three parts. In the middle of the middle part, right, would be the actual solar panel. Like it's the actual solar panel. And then on the two sides is, this material. And there's a whole scientific process that happens, where it basically condenses the water out of the air. So it pulls the water out of the air, right? And then condenses it. And then it comes out, you know, a tube, and it can be hooked up directly to your faucet, or if you want to go right up to it and like take a spigot and if you want to drink out the hose, you can go crazy.
That sounds expensive.
They're actually not that expensive. They're not that expensive.
I'm looking at it right. Yeah. So how much water?
Somebody give me
how much water do I get out of this thing in like a 24 hours?
Well, it's powered by the sun, just to be clear. It's powered by hence the solar panel. That's where the power comes from to run all the fans and all of the electronics and stuff in there. And it makes about like 5 liters a day. I think that's on the low end. 5 liters a day, somewhere around there.
Yeah, it says 300 to 600 bottles each month.
Mm-hmm.
I guess a 12 ounce bottle.
Mm-hmm. But you literally just go set it outside, turn it on, water comes out.
I think we need one of these, like each of us.
I'm about to order one. What's the site?
Source.co.
Yeah. This is kind of cool. I'm kind of intrigued by this. Yeah. How are they not setting these up all over? Like,
I got to order two of them. That's
country. Yeah, you need two of them. You need two of them for 4 to 6 people. Oh man, I need like 3 or 4.
You need 2 of them for 4 to 6 people.
Yeah, I live with a lot of people.
I mean, I've been around the world. You know, pushing this gospel, setting them up. Been to Jordan, been to the Philippines. You know, the company's based out of Arizona. Yeah, man, it's a real deal. Shout out to my man Cody Friesen. And the Henry Crown.
This is pretty amazing.
Yeah, he's doing a big deal, man. He won a big prize at MIT.
Tell him that I'm slow and I don't know how to work this website. I want to order.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty good stuff, man. For real.
See, why can't this be like a clothing site where it just say shop now and I know to hit that?
I don't know if you can buy them right off the website. We're gonna have to know somebody, Royce. We might have to know somebody.
I think we met somebody.
Yeah, you know,
I think we might know somebody.
Yeah, you know me, and it's source.co.
That's what, I'm right here, Lou. I'm on the site.
Wait, what's it saying?
I mean, I'm on here. I don't know how to.
There's no buy now button.
I just don't know how to put one in my cart.
Hold on, man.
I'm on the res. You have to. You gotta add panel. You gotta contact somebody.
All right,
you gotta hit talk to us.
Talk to us. You guys are fine.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm talking to somebody right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I don't work in sales, man. I work in selling it, but I don't work in actually selling it to you.
If somebody from sales would call my phone, so, I'd be like, I don't want to.
So
let me talk to your superior. Let me talk to your superior.
Okay, so Royce, if you go down to because they got to come and install it, you know, so it's a process. But if you go to residential, if you click that, you know, the three lines at the top, the, they call it hamburger or whatever.
I'm a resident.
And hit residential. And if you scroll down all the way to the bottom, a page will come up to actually to put in your first name, last name, email address. And then they'll get in touch with you. Because it's a process. Like they're pretty big. Like they're about the size of like a full size. I would say like a full size bed. Maybe a little bit bigger.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So under contact us?
Where it says, you should be at this screen. You see this screen? Not, don't go all the way down to contact us. Don't go that far.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. I got you. Right there. Man, and you got drinking water? Look at that. Solved. Done. No more bottles. No, you ain't got to worry about Armageddon. Your water. You put, the water that you put into your body is solved for, you know.
Now, what if there's toxic stuff in the air?
Pulls all that out.
Bro, you know how much money a month I spend on bottled water?
Probably enough to buy a source hydro panel.
How much do they retail at? You allowed to tell us that?
I don't want to give a number now, but I think it's like 1500 about $2,000 or something like that. You'll make it back immediately. Like
I'm gonna need the employee discount.
I mean, you can try, but you're not an employee, so
why don't you use some of the money that you've been making?
The friends and family discount. Is Allensworth the first city in the United States that they're going to put these
in? Yo, Roy said, why don't you use some of the money?
I just ignored him.
Is that what you were doing? Okay. I didn't know my place. Nah, I mean, we've put them up all around the world. Like, I've personally put them up in countries. And we actually were working on as a solution for Flint. Met with the Flint mayor. Had a nice conversation with her. We went out to CES, did a presentation and stuff like that as a solution. And it's just like different applications for different things. You could do large scale stuff like that. We put up we call it an array. We put up an array at this girls' school in Kenya, which was a refuge for, girls escaping female genital mutilation. So the headmaster of the school, you know, would go out and like basically rescue these girls and then keep them at the school. And they still had to walk like mad far to get water. So we set up basically a water farm there, a bunch of panels. Kind of looks like a big solar array, you know, you see everything else.
They look like a solar farm.
Yeah. So it's like it looks like a solar farm, but it's water, you know, and it gets piped, you know, into like little faucets or water fountains, or you could bottle it and just store it for a period of time.
This is your really ticket right here. This is it.
What is my ticket?
That's your ticket. That's it. I mean, I'm telling you, that's the future right there. You're going to be like, you saw this past week, Nas and Kevin Durant, they went public with Coinbase. Did you guys see this? And they made, they made a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, Queensbridge Ventures is the move, you know. That's why I say I don't invest. I don't want to put too much of my financial personal business out there. But, I'm public about my relationship to Source and done public events and stuff like that with them. So I'm not worried about that. But there, you know, I don't invest into stocks and stuff like that. I try and invest into companies. you know? So mm-hmm. you look at somebody like Nas and Queensbridge Ventures, you know, they're all, and I got a chance to sit with Nas and talk, you know, gave me kind of the gist of how that stuff kind of came about. And I mean, it's like, yeah, you got money. What are you going to do with it? You know, what, and is it about putting it in things that, you know, are just about speculation and flipping money, which is a thing. Or even we talk about China earlier and like real estate, yeah. right? It's like, you know, why not put your money as small as it is into something that actually means something, you know, for the world in a certain way. So for me, I always look at like, it's a win-win. It's a win for the world. If it's a win for business, you know, it solves a thing, and it's just, it's a great group of people to kind of be with. So, you know, shout out to Source.
How'd you meet these guys?
The Illuminati, baby. The Illuminati.
Royce, what's your investment here? He's gonna get rich off of water. Nas got rich off of cryptocurrency. I'm gonna put at least $5 into this water thing. Maybe I'll make my money back.
Don't you gotta
what about
have
you, Royce?
Don't you gotta have money to invest?
Yeah.
Oh well. Maybe if I get a Grammy, I have some money.
Oh man.
It's coming it's, back it's around.
The womb. The womb still bleeds.
Maybe if I could sit with Nas.
Man, you better cut it out. Dr. J is worth how many billion dollars?
I don't sit with him though.
I'm saying, but you could. You got access.
I can call him. Can't sit with him. Can't sit with him and talk about money.
I want to sit with him and talk about money.
I think that's the wave, man. I think it should be more, you know, as artists get together, you know, opportunities come, you know, and you got to just take advantage of them. See what happens. Rick Ross the same way, you know, like take that money and buy some franchises or invest in some things and, you know, things pay off, you know. Think MC Hammer the same way, right? Ain't MC Hammer kind of big into mm-hmm. like tech and stuff like that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was.
Let's start an investment company.
Here's our first thing we're going to invest in. We're going to be a competitor of Will.i.am, who came out with his crazy mask. Did you see his crazy mask? It's all teched out. You have your headphones in it. You have everything, so you can put your mask on. You can talk on a phone. Retails for $299. The Will.i.am. I think it's called the X Super mask or something like that.
Good luck with that shit.
I want one, but I want one for free. Like I want one.
Have you seen this thing?
But I want it.
Collector's item.
I want it for free. Like I don't want it, and that's not to. I shout to Will.i.am. That's not to be dredged in any way. But that's one of those things that I want for free because I'm going to use it two times, I think. But I would like to have it. You know what?
You might use it every time you get on a plane.
You know what I do?
We might be wearing masks all the time.
Anyway, I'll take it.
No, tell me.
Tell you what? What are you talking about?
You're about to say something.
I was going to send a big shout out to my DJ. I've been, for the past like few days, I've been in pain, man. I've been like in serious pain. With my hip and like my sciatica started to kick back in. I had back issues and stuff like that. And so I literally like just been around the house just, man, like, all by a humbug. And my shout out to my DJ, DJ Simon Says, my old DJ.
You don't look like you have sciatica, bro.
Yeah, but it's down there. I keep a smiling face because I'm a champion in the face of despair. But he bought me one of those. Turns out his little side thing that he does is he sells those little massage guns.
Ooh,
yeah, man. Yeah, he bought me one last night. And
I need to get one of those.
Man, it's not like a thousand percent, but it definitely, woo, man, I feel so much better. Well, now I don't want to say so much. I feel better. I'll just put it like that. Like it definitely.
I need to buy one for sex. What?
I don't know.
Y'all don't think it would work with sex? It's a gun.
It is.
It triggers things.
we were so having such an intellectual conversation about the quality of water.
He brought up sciatica.
He did.
No,
he did.
Sciatica's real, man. Sciatica ain't nothing to play with, man.
My wife got it.
It comes and it goes. And when it comes, it'd be like, I'm here. What's up? Sit down. Stand up. Like, come on, man. Leave me alone. But now I got my gun. So I've been fighting back. What's going on?
You're listening to the Lupe and Royce Show with Lupe Fiasco, Royce da5'9", and Tom Frank. All right, fellas. One of today's sponsors is BetterHelp. We got a lot of pressing mental health issues in the world today. What do you think the most pressing one is?
I think it's the stigma associated with mental health in underserved communities, Tom.
And I think it's about being comfortable in your own skin, being who you want you to be.
Sounds like a time to recommend our sponsor, BetterHelp, which provides professional counseling in a safe and private online environment. Lou, tell our listeners how they can benefit from BetterHelp.
You can start communicating with a counselor in less than 24 hours, schedule weekly video or phone sessions, send messages anytime, and even change counselors for free if needed.
BetterHelp's licensed professionals specialize in topics like depression, stress, anxiety, trauma, and anger.
BetterHelp is convenient, professional, affordable, and anything you share with your counselor is confidential. Get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/Lupe and Royce. That's BetterHelp, HELP/Lupe and Royce. You're listening to the Lupe and Royce Show with Lupe Fiasco, Royce da5'9", and Tom Frank. What's up next on your hit list of facts? We had China.
What?
We had water quality.
Stuff about Islam, things about Japan's post-World War I, pre-World War II state of affairs that led to, you know, up to kind of Japanese aggression in the Asian theater. Like, my mind is just like full of blah, 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 blah. But guess what? I have a surprise for us. Because Royce, I know you always talking about money on here. And I agree with you. We need to get paid. But I think we've been going about it the wrong way. So what I would like to present you fellas with is an opportunity. An opportunity to come up.
You want me to rap on your next album?
Absolutely not.
As long as you rap with the hat and glasses on. I think you'll be fine.
Deal. I think it would help.
Y'all got your phones? Y'all got your phones next to y'all?
Yeah, I got my phone. Oh. Yeah, right here. Ooh.
Okay, did you get a text from me?
I did.
Okay, here's the surprise. Here's my plan. Get us some money.
Did you type this?
We finna be rich.
Did you type this?
Okay, so look, I've decided that we, that we need to start maximizing the use of this platform and treat it as an audition space for big movie companies. Because we need a movie spinoff of the show. Or a show. Or something like that. But.
Now I got it.
Hold on, Tom. Let me work.
All right.
But we are unproven, so we got to start training to prove ourselves and give another aspect to the show for the faithful viewers of the Lupe and Royce Show to get involved. And I've always been a fan of radio theater. I have. Oh, Lord, I have. This is an amazing thing. And I think that we have a prime opportunity for us three to present quality radio theater to the people of the ilk that is the Lupe and Royce fan base, but at the same time too use this to promote. So listen, Netflix, me and Royce got chops, we can act, and I think we just need to prove it. So I wrote a little script for us the other day.
This is a real script here.
Yeah, man.
You didn't mess around.
It's scripty as hell too.
I'm not playing no games. So, shout to Lauren. Lauren's not with us today. I was going to have Lauren do this background stuff, but I guess we got to do it. So we each got a role. Okay. Now look, this is just one approach. I had different approaches. I feel like this one was simple, easy. So we're going with this one first. It's called The Confession. Ooh, The Confession. And now Royce, me and you, we cops. Okay. Tom, you a punk, a young street punk, right?
Okay.
So I'm just setting the scene real quick. Now we're going to go through it right now because we need to be fresh. And so got to be raw.
Ooh, okay.
That's what they love. They love fresh, raw engagement. All right. So Tom, you are this street punk that we've apprehended, and me and Royce, Detective Lupe and Royce, are we about to interrogate
you. Does this look like a street punk?
I mean, if you want to be that type of street punk.
You killing it. No, put the glasses back on. Go ahead.
I'll go with it. This hat's a little too big for me.
All right. So y'all got the script?
I got it.
Everybody parts is there. I shortened it for ease. Royce, you're the R. I'm the L, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm the T.
Yeah, and you T.
I'm the R.
Shout out to Rakim. All right, so ready? Okay, so that's the scene. Detectives Lupe and Royce and Lupe are questioning and interrogating the suspect, trying to extract a confession using the good cop, bad cop routine. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to use my off-camera voice to set the scene. So Eleanor enter the room, and Tom is sitting at the table.
I'll do the sound effects. Whew, long day.
Real long.
Tom ignores and looks off into space. You know I do that same thing.
Tom glances at Royce suspiciously.
Yeah, sometimes I like to just stare out into the distance, ponder the great beyond, other worlds, the meaning of life, where it all began and what it's all coming to.
Oh, yeah? And what is it all coming to, Zen Master?
Let me see.
Royce casually goes over to where Tom is sitting and kneels behind him and looks off into the distance with Tom.
Electric chair.
Hey, screw you, cop. I didn't do nothing.
You know what's funny? I do that sometimes.
What?
Lie.
Let's cut to the chase, kid. We got a gun. We got cell phone pings. We got video footage from the burger joint across the street.
You know what I like with my burgers? Fries.
You ain't got nothing, cuz. I ain't do nothing. Y'all just trying to pin this on me. I wasn't there, and I didn't do nothing.
Ah, man, I knew I forgot something.
What?
I forgot that this guy is a fucking liar. He almost had me there.
Look, we also got two eyewitnesses that place you at the scene. It's open and shut.
Like your casket is gonna be. Open. What? Shut.
Whatever, man. You don't scare me. You don't know me.
Know you? Psh. We used to be you. Two young punks running the streets, thinking the world was ours. Didn't care who or what was in our way. Breaking things. Reckless. But it catches up to you, son.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's catching up to you right now.
That woman had a family. They're never gonna see her again. You should make that right. Come clean and give up your homies. Making it right starts now.
Now.
Like I said, it wasn't me, man. I didn't do nothing. I want my phone call.
Royce tosses him a cell phone.
Use mine.
Hey, man, this thing's dead.
Oh, when they put you in that electric chair, it should charge right up.
Lawyer. Give me my lawyer.
Okay, kid. Okay. That's how you want it.
Lawyer.
Told you. Told you all that catering to his soft side wasn't going to work, and he was going to lawyer up.
You know what? You're right. Hey, you think we should tell him about the phone?
I mean, it can't hurt now.
What are y'all talking about? What phone?
That phone. Yeah, see, when I said use mine, that wasn't really mine. Mine is right here, dickhead. That phone came from the store you robbed.
And guess what else?
What?
I got the charger right here.
So what do I care about a phone?
Ooh, buddy, that phone you're holding right there only has one number in it. And last time I checked, that number only calls into one place.
Yeah, so where?
Allensworth.
What?
Ring a bell, genius?
Woo, man, you hit the jackpot today.
You sure did. Surely did.
Out of all the stores you could rob in this city and your friends managed to knock over a front for the... You're supposed to do the drum roll, Luke. The Allensworth cartel. Yay!
Let's say we plug in that phone and see who calls. I'm sure they really, really want to talk to you.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Don't be playing like that.
Us? Play? Give me the charger.
Wait.
Look, seems like you got two options here. Work with us and we help you. Or
have your lawyer, in quotations, get you booked into county tonight and get murdered in your cell phone by breakfast tomorrow. I know which one I pick. The one that comes with breakfast.
Jeez, man. You guys got to help me, man. Please. I'm a family man. I got kids.
Shh. Pen, confession, autograph, help. In that order.
Tom signs the confession in a panic. You did the right thing, kid.
Hey, we'll be back. Whatever you do, don't answer the phone.
L&R leave the interrogation room. So, Royce, where'd you get that phone from anyway?
Man, that's my daughter's phone.
Dun, dun, dun!
Beautifully written.
That's some quality stuff right there.
You really, really, really recreate pigs a little too well. Good job on the street punk too, Tom.
I appreciate it.
All right, so look, fans out there, tell us what you think. And Scorpio, y'all don't know who Scorpio is. Scorpio is the man behind the scenes. Scorpio, make sure you throw in some nice cop music in there. Mm-hmm. You know, some of that Law and Order style type. Dun-dun. Throw that in there, man, so we can have some dramatic to it. But the fans, let us know what you thought about our performances and where you think that we can improve and what you think about the story, man. That way we can use that to become better actors so when we need to go get this Netflix show, I mean, we already be in there like swimwear, Jack.
I love
Netflix.
We should do more of that.
Kind of liked it.
I didn't know Lou was willing to spend some of his downtime typing up shit. Now that I know that, I expect us to have a new script.
A new script every time.
I expect us to have a new script every week.
That was the first draft, too. The second draft, I was gonna go back in. I was like, no, I'm just leaving it. I'm gonna leave it alone.
I kind of like being the bad guy.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, you're going to be like third fiddle in every single one of them.
I'm all right with that.
Next time, don't give me so many lines. I can't read.
Look,
I thought you did well.
You did good. But I want to know what the fans think. Let us know what you think. Leave us a voicemail. Let us know what you think.
Now, have you been watching too much Netflix or reading too many books? Where did this come from?
Nah, man, that's what I do.
Have you not heard any of his albums or mixtapes?
Yeah, I mean, did you not know I have 7 albums, Tom?
Did you win a few Grammys, too?
He's the only rapper with stories on his mixtapes. Him and me.
I kind of want one every week.
Listen, I don't want you to want it, Tom, because you don't pay us. Well, I want somebody who actually pays people to want it. So you out there, a person who pays people, want us so we can get paid.
I got a confession.
Yeah.
I haven't taken a shower today. I really want to go take one.
Okay.
I woke up late. I woke up at 5:30 p.m. today.
What?
Night owl, bro. I'm a night owl.
5:30? How do you even physically do that?
That's deep in the day.
What do you mean, how do I physically do that?
I mean, that's one way to deal with fasting all day is you could just go to sleep When the sun comes up,
I'm not Muslim.
Sleep till the sun comes down.
People do.
I'm not Muslim. I'm night owl. It's a whole different kind of religion. See, 5:30 a.m. is when I'm. Now what? 3 to 4 a.m. Those are my lightning hours. Lou, you called me 3, 4 a.m., bro. You think the fucking podcast is lit now. Call me. Let's do this motherfucker at 4 a.m. and you watch how I'll be like.
Maybe we do a special edition.
I ain't even been drinking.
3 a.m.
I ain't even been drinking no Monster, and I'm still. I ain't had a Monster in 2 weeks.
Yo, did you get some Liquid Death?
Nope.
Well, no. Oh, come on, man.
Nope, I ain't get it.
You didn't get it yet? I'm gonna make sure of that.
Rice, what's going on with your address, man?
Like, are you sure that you're getting packages?
Lou.
What?
It's him.
I don't think it's me.
You haven't, I didn't get my camera. I didn't get my Liquid Death.
Man, Liquid Death.
See, look at him. See?
Oh, look at him. Wow. Sitting there handily ready to wash down Cheeto salad. Not mad at this man.
Now, it's funny that you happened to write a little script there, because we had someone who left us a voicemail this week that is asking if Royce is actually writing a musical or play, because they see you constantly working on your sets, and they're wondering if there's something bigger planned.
You've got to wait and see, bro.
We don't get any insider knowledge?
I don't whistleblow, bro.
Maybe this is what this is all happening. You got people.
I can't do nothing without my camera and my Liquid Death, bro.
We got people listening, and then we're going to turn it into a screenplay, and then we're going to film it at Heaven Studio.
I guarantee you, once we start filming at Heaven Studios and y'all get here, I'll be showered by then.
Please.
Y'all gonna come in, I'm gonna be like, hey, what's up, guys? What's up?
Oh, man. You guys, I tell you. Filthy, filthy, filthy people.
You people, what you say, Tom?
Don't worry.
I said you unshowered people.
Just remember, I'm in charge of putting you in scripts. So I suggest you be nice to me.
Don't talk to the director like that, Tom.
I feel like I'm going to be kind of like Kevin Durant. You're going to try to give me these little parts, but you're going to realize you got to get me the ball because I'm going to score.
That's facts.
Man, that was kind of corny. It was a little bit. I appreciate your confidence, though. I had a little bit of corniness to it, but I'll take it.
You can take it as confidence.
So good.
Take it as confidence.
You're listening to the Lupe and Royce Show with Lupe Fiasco, Royce the 5'9", and Tom Frank.
This year's spring is going to hit a little different because we're all finally starting to get back outside and see friends again. So no matter where your adventure takes you, bring the comfort and style of Mack Weldon along for the ride. Trust me, your closet is going to thank you. Whether it's their hoodies, polos, tees, or active shorts, everything in the Mack Weldon collection mixes and matches seamlessly to fit in with any other cool stuff you got, including my Flash t-shirt. Plus, they got a dope loyalty program called Weldon Blue. It's totally free, and Level 1 gets you free shipping for life. I dig free. For 20% off your first order, visit MackWeldon.com/LupeAndRoyce and enter promo code LupeAndRoyce. That's MackWeldon.com/LupeAndRoyce. Promo code LupeAndRoyce for 25% off. Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
You're listening to the Lupe and Royce Show with Lupe Fiasco, Royce the 5'9", and Tom Frank.
That movie we just shot was fantastic. Check us out on Netflix.
Coming soon. Did you guys check out MackWeldon.com? Since we're just pimping all sorts of web addresses right now.
We did, man. We went and bought a whole closet full of stuff.
I didn't buy nothing yet. I'm going to go get some silver socks. I like the silver socks. And I think that's what
silver socks?
Yeah, they got these silvers. They got these socks with silver in it. I think keep it from stinking. I'm about that.
What I did is I went and bought underwear because they have this good deal that if you get the underwear and you don't like it, you don't even have to return it. They'll just give you your money back and you keep the underwear. It's their guarantee.
I'll tell you what, though. Next time anybody want to give me something free, don't make it to where I got to do all this work and shit. Okay? Just send me a box. Okay?
Oh, no. I wanted to pick out my own stuff.
Tom, I don't think stuff arrives in boxes at your place, Royce. I think that we've been experiencing this since the beginning, that we've had issues.
From the very beginning.
It's unbelievable. It's like a black hole.
Yeah. I don't know. I got my mic.
Yeah, you did.
That's the only thing he's ever received. Well, you're going to get your Mack Weldon stuff. And for our listeners, you get your 20% off your first order if you visit MackWeldon.com/Lupe and Royce and enter promo code Lupe and Royce.
Tell them Lupe and Royce sent you. That's MackWeldon.com. Right.
Mack Weldon. Promo code Lupe and Royce for 25% off. Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics.
All right, they get it, man.
I hope the shower I'm about to take is gonna be. I'm gonna be showered with money.
Yo, what up? This is Lupe Fiasco, and tell us what you thought about our little movie, man.
This is Royce the 5'9", and I second that. Tell me what you thought about our little movie, man.
And this is Tom Frank, a.k.a. Royce the White 9. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Leave us a voicemail. Leave us a review. Tell us how we did.
My sister bought me these.
What is that? Crystals? How come you ain't bring... What are those? Crystals? Them crystals, ain't they? Little rocks.
What are those?
Keep the bad energy away.
Oh, it's like kryptonite.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Yo, this is your boy Josh calling from Oklahoma. I feel like I'm the reason this podcast has even came about. I had Lupe Fiasco and Royce the 5'9 on my hip hop fantasy battle league. And while they both lost to their opponents, they were both on my team. And then I turn around 6 months later and they have a podcast, and I think that is dope. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. Humongous fan for many, many years. Peace out.
Hey, yo, I got a special shout out to every single one. My Lupe show experience way better. Feel like I know Lupe way better than I would have when it was a live concert. The show's been great. This is Ron from Jersey. Y'all doing that shit, and I love it. Thank you. Everything.
Yo, what's good? It's Shaquille calling in from Chicago. I just want to say I appreciate the podcast. I appreciate the words from you guys. Lupe has been inspiring me since I was a kid, not with just the music and being like a young black skater, but just like his lifestyle, never being afraid to be who you are. So I appreciate that, and I need some of that merch. So, Tom, get to work.
Yo, what's up, guys? This is Chuck Lee from Detroit. Hell yeah. Love you guys' podcast. Lupe, Royce, y'all are some of my favorite rappers. Lupe, you are my favorite rapper. Even though I'm from Detroit, Royce, you my dog. You my dog, too. But I love you guys. Tom, you cool as hell, too, man. Don't let these dudes bully you, dog. Love all of y'all. Keep up the good work. And I can't wait to hear some Lupe and some Royce motherfucking music. Hell yeah. One love.
That's our show for the week. If you like what you heard, be sure to subscribe or follow. Leave us a review and tell your friends to listen. The Lupe and Royce Show is a production of Say What Media. It's recorded and mixed by Claude Jennings. Our head writer is Lauren Sloat. I'm Tom Frank. And our theme music is by, who else? Lupe Fiasco and Royce the 5'9".